Satnam, hello, welcome everybody. Tuesday, February 28th, Attenbe. Yay, and what does Attenbe mean? Attenbe means radiant body, charisma, leadership, completion, move forward to the next level, now progress to the next square on the game board, which is what we were just talking about. And the game board, the chessboard of our astrological life that's currently set up, is a very interesting configuration, and it's actually what's being called and aptly termed an evolutionary configuration. So there's different points in history, and we've talked about this with the Mayan calendar, and of course with understanding the progression from the Piscean to the Aquarian age, and the appearance of spiritual masters on the planet, there's different time periods when we get an intensity of a certain focus, a certain planetary focus, a certain end of a period, this end of the Piscean into the Aquarian age, and when astrologically the planets, the heavenly bodies under which whose influence we live, as well as we live on the planet Earth, we're also directly affected by the frequencies of these heavenly bodies, and that's an interesting term because it's true. The heavens are working with Earth right now with us because we are channeling these frequencies as we are open to receiving them, and that's why we talk about them, so we can understand what we're receiving, what we're experiencing, what we're meant to be holding and vibrating with. And as we were talking about a minute ago, as we're holding those new frequencies coming into the matrix, we're creating a new society, we're creating a new world with holding these frequencies and being aware of what the planets are trying to tell us to do. Yogi Bhajan smiling right now. He's waving to everybody. I'm here. So he's wanting everybody to know that he is here. He's with us, holding these frequencies with us, with each one of us, so we can always breathe. He's saying, if you ever need something, you can always breathe. Breathe into the Ong. Breathe into the Ong Namo and pull the power of the heavens, the power of the ascended masters, the power of Sri Singhsad into your being, into your heart, so you know that you're never walking alone. And of course, you're always walking with us, with this group. We're always together. It was interesting a minute ago when we all got on the call at exactly the same second. We all dialed in at exactly the same time and said Satnam at exactly the same time, which was totally fun and synchronistic as an example of our oneness. So the planets right now, we're in the zodiac month area of Pisces, which is the 12th zodiacal sign. So we've been around the whole zodiac. We've been Aries, self-identity, get to know yourself. Who are you? Who am I? It's not who are you, it's who am I? Aries has to do with self-identity. And we move around all the signs of the zodiac. And we move into Taurus, the earth sign, getting connected with. We're on earth, getting connected to our bodies. What do we feel? What are the sensations of being embodied? And then Gemini, getting more information, going out, exploring the earth, finding all kinds of new exciting ways to play in playground Earth. And so we move around into all the signs. So we move around into Cancer and the feeling of what is it like to create a home. It's a more feeling space. What is it like to be at home in our bodies on the Earth? So we go through all these different astrological signs until we've had all these experiences, all these qualities of experience. And now we get to the 12th zodiacal sign, Pisces. And we have Pisces, Pisces, Pisces. We started talking about this last week, how we were between this this very special evolutionary period were between the new moon in Pisces, which was February 21st, and the full moon in Virgo, which is March 8th. So this is a window. This is an evolutionary window, which culminates with all kinds of the 12th zodiacal period energy. It's a time of surrender. And what are we surrendering to? And what are we surrendering from? So this is really the pivotal question. It's an evolutionary leap forward where it's an opportunity for those that can feel it and experience it and are ready for it to anchor in, release, and get ready to anchor in the next leap in evolution. And what are we leaping from, and what are we leaping to, and what are the steps of that evolutionary leap? That's what we're really talking about now. So I can just feel with the Ascended Masters with us, with the group, that we're anchoring in these higher frequencies. We're anchoring in another way of being in the world that's beyond 3D, beyond duality. And the ascension frequencies, the new Earth is not necessarily a place we're going to, like, okay, we're going to leave the planet and go to another planet, and that's the planet of ascension. No, the new Earth, the ascended frequencies, are a perception, a way of perceiving reality that's different than the 3D perception. And it's about really breaking, as a collective, breaking the unconscious hold of the 3D habit of seeing the world through the limited eyes of third dimension, the limited eyes of what's in it for me, the limited eyes of something outside of there, some outside authority is controlling me, the limited eyes of power over, the limited eyes of I have a few people at the top are going to control all the money and resources and exploit the whole planet and create wars to create more and more money for themselves. So all those kinds of ways of seeing the world are locked into third-dimensional perception. So what's the world going to be like when there are those of us that can hold the bigger perception? What's it like when, what would the world be like if we released 3D perception and we had the experience of expanding into our hearts, expanding into unity consciousness, expanding into the fifth dimension of unity consciousness, and we knew that we were co-creators and we had the power to rearrange the building blocks of the world around us to make them so that the sacred geometry of the world was a configuration that supported love, that supported peace, that supported everybody, that supported feeding everybody on the planet, that there was no more wars. And we were just mentioning Marie Gumbatas, who was an archaeologist who began starting to understand the archaeological digs that they were on as she was unearthing these very early goddess clay, goddess figures, and other archaeological artifacts through the eyes of what was that culture like. And she started realizing that she was really unearthing this whole culture that was matriarchal, not meaning matriarchal like power over, but matriarchal like understanding the sacredness of life, the sacredness of the mother, the sacredness of the earth. So during this very important Pisces time, we have a grand cross with all these planets aspecting Pisces, the sun and the moon, Chiron, which means what's it going to be like if we were really balanced, our inner and our outer, our masculine and our feminine, the sun and the moon, and that we surrendered to our inner selves. In other words, that we surrendered our 3D thinking, so to speak, collectively. The collective unconscious is based in 3D thinking. the mass consciousness, so to speak. So Pisces is the water, the ocean. It goes deep, which represents the unconscious. So the unconscious matrix is being unearthed. These unconscious ways of thinking, these unconscious ways of being are being shown at this time. And we have an opportunity to two fish swimming in opposite directions, to look at the unconsciousness, the 3D thinking patterns, and swim the other direction, swim in the direction of the higher dimension, swim in the direction of the awareness that ascension is a perception that we're swimming to, and we're swimming towards the light. So as the fish swim up to the surface, there's more and more light coming from the sun into the waters of the ocean. So the fish is swimming up towards the light, up towards the direction of the light, and is being released from the darkness of the subconscious, the darkness of the collective unconscious that has been ruling the underworld of destruction, and again of all these different structures that don't work on the planet. And even things such as the Queen of England and the possibility of Prince Harry being prepared to take over for the Queen of England. There's a lot of bankers and people as in the system that are actually being arrested and dethroned, so to speak, that have held a certain position of power over or taking the power from flowing over the whole planet just to keep huge amounts of power and wealth for themselves, which has adversely affected, again, the planet, the mother herself, and a lot of the inhabitants on the planet. So there's all kinds of rearrangements of power structures that are no longer working. So we really are in that dark night of the soul, planetary-wise. So as these structures crumble, we are holding that frequency, that torch of the light. We are rebuilding the world as we want to see it. We're rebuilding the world where we can feel, where we have the power to feel what harmony is, to feel the beauty, to feel what's supportive for the planet herself and for all life, that we're moving into that which supports life. So the question is, as we surrender, what are we surrendering to, what are we giving up, and where are we going? And that's what we've been talking about. So the first step for surrender during this Pisces Grand Cross evolutionary time period, the first step is, the surrender is to surrender the habit of 3D limited, so to speak, thinking into from focusing outside to moving into the consciousness of ourselves. So the first step is to look inside. So of course we know that on the planet there's yoga is now popular and meditation, and people are searching for answers. The structures outside of the culture generally are not serving the needs of the people. So people are looking someplace else for what's going to work. So again, the rise of all these yoga classes and everything. So the first step is to move from looking outside for the external structures to support us, looking outside for external authority to tell us what to do, to look inside to find our own inner connection. That's the first step of moving from fish swimming through this muddy, murky unconscious, stirring up the mud of the unconscious, to following that other fish that's swimming up towards the light. First step, to move inside. And this is because people are looking in general to relieve the suffering of realizing that what's happening out there isn't supporting me, whether it's just, you know, we can all look around and say, you know, look what's happening, the violence in the schools is really, really terrible. And that's supposed to be a supportive place where we're training the next generation, our most valuable assets, these young children, and the schools are becoming violent places. There's an example. We have to look inside what would be a better system for our children. That's an example of the system outside us is not working. So it's forcing people to reassess, to go inside and reassess what would work. So the first step is to move from outer to inner, and we're seeing how these, how the collective is having to choose another way to cope with the energies that are happening around us, to move into what is the flow of the evolutionary changes. What are we flowing into? So by deeply connecting inside, we can deeply connect with the divine creator. And when we can do that, now we bring in the qualities of divinity inside ourselves. We can activate those. They can be activated in the collective. Qualities such as healing. Where is the healing for this? Where is the forgiveness? Where is the compassion? Where is the change? So we can't change these outer structures until we can move inside and experience these qualities within ourselves, because just to complain and say what's outside of ourselves is bad and wrong, that's still looking outside. One of the pivotal pieces once we go inside is that we can start to experience our divine qualities again, of such as compassion, such as forgiveness, such as oneness. So when people start experiencing their own divinities and activate those qualities that everybody has within them, now from that space, that bigger space, that higher dimension, that different perception, that fifth dimension, that unity consciousness, now as a collective, together, we can put our hearts together, not put our heads together, but yeah, those will come in, but put our hearts together to synergize and energize and look and say, what's a better way of doing things? What's a better idea? So with the Chiron in Pisces, which is the wounded healer, the basic pivotal wounding of humanity is this experience of separation or isolation. That's the primal wounding, the experience of separation or isolation or being cut off from the divine. We know we're part of the divine intellectually, but it's been a feeling of separation on the planet for the last, 26,000 years, whatever it's been, which has allowed us to develop our individual selves. Everybody is very individuated. Every person is very, very different and brings different attributes, different gifts, different ways of perceiving reality. So when we can put those together in the experience of oneness, now we have a very interesting and many possibilities how to move forward. So we can hold, we need to be in that higher fifth dimension so we can hold that experience of oneness, that experience of unity with the diversity, rather than, okay, we're different, so we have to fight each other. So with this Chiron, we are in the process and the merging back into the ocean. We're in the process of merging back into that feeling of connection with the divine, but that's what it is. Pisces is a very deep feeling state. Water represents emotion, the feeling. So humanity's problems stem from a loss of contact with the inner self, which is where we experience our own divine qualities. And that's what Chiron in Pisces is telling us right now. Neptune in Pisces, which hasn't been in its home planet for 165 years, and we've got it, Neptune and Pisces, till 2024. So this is going to be the focus for humanity to become aware of, to heal, is that loss of connection with the inner self, that loss of each person knowing and experiencing their own divinity and the qualities that come with that divinity, which lead to the ability to create a better world. So So because of this feeling of being disconnected, there's a lot of negative patterns that have been in the collective unconscious, and a lot of negative patterning that may have been inherited in the DNA. And so when we notice those patterns around us, or they come up in our own minds, then the next step is to become aware of our third dimensional thinking, so to speak, our third dimensional way of being. So with this Chiron, and the healing is to notice our third dimensional habits. So the first step of doing that is to notice what our thinking is, and then we can notice if we're having thinking that makes us feel separate or powerless or power over, just, you know, however those thoughts show up, and notice what feelings the thoughts we're having are generating. And if the thoughts that we have showing up in our minds are generating feelings of powerlessness or, you know, something that we're not comfortable with, know that we can take a breath and release those thoughts and change those thoughts to thoughts of oneness and unity and sharing ideas with each other, those kinds of things. So this is the inner self change that we're talking about. And this, with the inner self change, is what will result that the world in which we live, individually and collectively, now begins to improve. So this is the exact evolutionary time that we're in. This is the change within the inner and collective DNA that awakens the deep and profound sense of self. So there's a feeling of self-empowerment when each person on the planet that goes into these higher frequencies gets connected to not only the intellectual idea that we're a chip off the old hologram, a piece of God, goddess, but that when people start to experience their own feelings of compassion, their own feelings of connection with the divine, their own flow, their own self-forgiveness, their own self-love, their own heart opening up to the animals, to the birds we've been talking about, to the flowers. I'm experiencing that myself. I'm just experiencing that I am opening up to the flowers as I walk around and see all these beautiful flowers blooming. I've never seen flowers like these before. I don't know if they're different or if I'm different. I'm sure each flower that blooms is unique and different, but I'm opening up to perceiving spring in a new way, perceiving the flowers in a different way. So it's this opening up, this awakening to our own inner divinity, this profound sense of our own inner divinity that allows us to be freed from the over-identification with 3D, with the third dimension, which is what all of the collective matrix has been for the last 26,000 years. So this is a big time of leaping, of moving forward. Now this freedom, freeing up this energy, freeing up these thoughts, because thoughts are energy, this freed energy can now be redirected to activate the divine blueprint. This energy can be freed up to activate your divine blueprint. Wow, that's what Chiron in Pisces is leading us to activate, our own and the collective and the divine blueprint. And activating this divine blueprint will alter the course of our individual and collective destiny. And this will then change the blueprint and spill over into the world. So now we're living in a world with a new blueprint. It's not no longer a 3D blueprint. It's a 4D, it's a 5D, it's a 6D. It's a blueprint that the sacred geometry of it is an expanded form, which gives more room for Earth to get what she needs, for everybody on the planet to get what they need, and for us to move back into a world of love, and for people to move back into becoming a conscious and responsible custodian of the Earth, rather than being mesmerized by the thought form that the authority is outside of us. The schools are going to tell us what to do. The teachers are going to tell us what to do. The banks are going to tell us how much interest they're going to give us on our money or whatever. The part of awakening the divine blueprint awakes people to get reconnected to their own inner responsibility also, their own inner consciousness. The buck stops here. What can I do with my consciousness? You know, I can not eat GMO foods or buy GMO foods, or I can, you know, recycle, or I can, you know, help my neighbor, or, you know, feed the birds, or however that shows up. And so this is really the first step on the real true spiritual path, to go inside and then pay attention to where the 3D habits are in our thinking, and feeling. Pisces is a feeling inside. The Neptune in Pisces brings us a deeper need for connection. Water is the great connecting factor. And this connection with spirit and with each other, and moving into spiritual values and expanding our capacity, moves us into unconditional love. And that frees us up to create a new spiritual vision, a vision where spirit is now reconnected to us. We're no longer separate from heaven. Heaven and earth are flowing together. So this portal, this window, is definitely a time of accelerated evolutionary growth. And so if individually or collectively, or if the world around us, there's fears coming up, or there's disillusionment, this is the time to allow them just to dissolve back into the water. It's the time to know that whatever we need to let go of can just be dissolved back into the Pisces water, moving back into the place of purity and authentic truth, which is really what frees us up. The saying is, the truth will set you free, and that's so true. So recognizing the truth, and that we are one with the Creator. We are all one, and we can enjoy the experience of unity, the experience of oneness. We can move into the joy of oneness and the inspiration of this experience of the renewed connection with each other from the place of divinity, that we're connecting with our own inner divine, which allows us to connect with the people around us and the world around us, and to build a world that's directed from divine consciousness, a world of compassion, a world of structures that have heart, that have flow, that have kindness in them, not a world that just wants to take and take and take. So this is the beautiful, beautiful evolutionary piece that we're into. We're into reorganizing, we're into creating the new divine blueprint, and we're into integrating this into the world. We're into moving from a destination of looking outside of ourselves to a destiny change, a destiny that takes us back inside, into the heart of spirit, into the heart of ourselves, into our hearts, joining with each other. So let's just go ahead and take a breath and just feel that really, really deep connection in your own heart. Just breathing deeply. Feeling your own oneness, feeling the oneness, and then feeling the oneness all around you, and breathing. And during this time, if any thoughts arise in your mind, of whether they're from inside you or outside yourself, about what would make the world a better place, then this is the time to allow them to dissolve into the waters of the Pisces energy, the arms of the mother. This is a great time of dissolution. So go ahead and just fall into this and know that our ascended masters are here. Yogi Bhajan's here. It's a tantric transition moment to allow the catalyst, this new blueprint, whatever needs to be reformatted, refocused, crystallized, and moved into new form can happen right now.